down, 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 down.
An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit. A coward can sit. Anything can sit. Well, you and I have been sitting long enough, and it's time today for us to start doing some standing and some fighting to back that up.
Holding it down and fighting the power. Power. It's power. Breakdown FM. Radio, radio, radio with the meaning.
Soldiers in the game, hard truth soldiers back again. P-Dog, I evolve, I drag pigs to the slaughterhouse, but I never eat hog. At the Fed in the World Bank seesaw, we keep y'all in deep awe, cause we rough. Like uncooked crack by the government, hit like a bass rock, listen to the bass knock. Free them in Gina by any means they walk. Let's see who ready to squeeze, giving power to the people and take back America. Panic in the head, a state past the derringer. Aim and shoot Beirut to Bay Area, bury your homeland security card carrier.
Get up, 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 get up. Don't stop the movement, don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. Don't stop it. Get up, 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 get up. Don't stop the movement, don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. Don't stop it.
Pain of power, acid showers, this land is ours. Stand and shouting, this plan to cower isn't ours. This man is proud, keep the scandalous out. Now if it ain't what we about, it's irrelevant. U.S. policy route, embarrassing. Never leaving you without, we got medicine. And we never been, we got better sense. Hard proof, revolutionary black militant. Death to the Minutemen, checks to the immigrants. Streets still feeling it, we still killing it. We still slaughtering, hawks feed the innocent. Read the imprint, guerrilla funk was birthed out of necessity. Collectively, respectively, to behead the beast on behalf of the left wing, scared to speak. Now get up.
Get up, 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 get up. Don't stop the movement, don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. Don't stop it. Get up, 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 get up. Don't stop the movement, don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it.
Shine shoes. See, I don't care who you is or where you're from. You look like slaves and tricks when soldiers come. And anybody disagree could get done. Cool to run, battle lines are drawn. Take one for the USA, the new Babylon. Renegade nation formed to do battle on man-made war for mind control. Carried on mainstream media platforms to rattle y'all. But I can't be shook by the White House. Never go the right route. That's the right route. Bury me a G for gorilla and I climb out with the nine out. No time for timeout. Get up.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up. Don't stop the movement. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Get up, 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 get up. Don't stop the movement. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it.
Yeah. We're checking out the song Don't Stop the Movement. It is coming to you from a man whose voice needs to be heard at these troubled times. He is somebody who has set it off in the West Coast, and not just in the West Coast. He was one of the pillars during the golden age of hip-hop, and he still is a pillar when it comes to bringing that conscious music. We're talking about the one and only Paris in the building. The name of the song, Don't Stop the Movement. Man, it's been a minute, and that's to come back.
Right on, brother. What's happening with you? How you doing?
Man, where did this come from? I mean, this song itself. I mean, the first time I heard it, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, it's Paris, you know, and then you just took it up a whole nother level, and I was like, this man is making a statement.
Right on, man. I mean, it's time, you know, just like Sonic Jihad was kind of the response to the events of 9/11 and our response to those events, you know, in this day and age where everything is falling down around us and all prices are rising, but wages, man, it makes sense to come out with a record like this, man. You know, it's like necessary medicine.
I like that. Necessary medicine. you know, it brings the question, why did you call your album? And I'm sitting here looking at it, folks, and we are going to give you an opportunity to get this album this afternoon. Let me just give out the phone numbers before we talk to Paris and get deep into it. 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. We're talking with Paris. He is in the studio. His brand new album, it is called Acid Reflex.
Right.
Where did that come from, man? What is that about?
Well, it's an acidic response to what I see going on. I mean, really, it's as simple as that. You know, it is it's focused anger kind of in response to what I see on TV, what I see happening in the news and in the community. And it just it was a perfect fit.
Right now, we're dealing with the crash of Wall Street. Look, for a lot of people don't know, long before you became an artist,
right.
You know, I mean, your other thing is like you are an economic expert. I mean, you got your degree in it, and that's your whole deal.
Expert, man, but
yeah,
I know more than most.
You laced a lot of us up with you know, financial games, so to speak, and
okay.
So you definitely know your business. But you did this song, and you did this album before that, but I got to pick your brain. What do you think about what's going on right now in this whole financial?
Everything is cyclical. You know, everything happens in cycles. There's peaks and there's valleys. There's peaks and there's valleys. You can, you know, the way that the market, financial markets really get over on people is they get over on people that don't know any better and didn't experience it before. See what I'm saying? So
right.
You have these kind of periods of people acting irrationally because they don't remember getting their ass handed to them before. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
If you don't remember 29, or you don't remember 87, or you don't remember even as recently as, you know, 99, 2000, 2001, if you don't remember that, then you're wide open to get taken advantage of. And you got to realize that the dot-com bubble was the reason why everybody fled to quality, right? Everybody was like, I can't trust stocks. I gotta find something that's tangible that I know that I can rely on. And real estate was that was what they were looking for.
Right.
And so they moved to real estate, and then real estate prices got outrageous.
Right.
You know, and then this kind of bubble was created, and, you know, money was cheap. And
but, you know, you told me almost like a year and a half ago that it was going to come down to this. You told me about the housing crisis, like at the height of it, when everybody's like, yeah, I got $1 million house with no credit. And you were shaking your head like, yo,
man.
You told me to hold on to my stuff.
And I told you to hold on to your stuff. Not even till this, but later. I mean, put a year on it.
It's going to get worse?
It's going to get worse, brother.
Worse in what way?
I mean, you're going to see consolidation. You're going to see continued collapses of companies that people always thought were, you know, like bellwethers that would never go away. You're going to see all of that happen.
And how's that going to affect the average ordinary cat on the street?
Some people will get beat. But you got to realize when you make a deposit as FDIC insured, even if your institution goes under, that debt will get assigned somewhere else. You know,
okay.
So you don't have to worry about whether or not your assets are going to be safe. Really, finance only works if there's consumer confidence. You know, that's really like with anything. You know, somebody has to be willing to give you more than what you paid for something for you to make a profit. That doesn't exist if there's no confidence.
You know, when we're talking with Paris. He's here in the studio. He got his new album, Acid Reflex, but we're going to pick your brain just because it's so timely right now on the financial thing. You know, I wanted to ask you just, you know, a couple other questions. You know, you said there's going to be increased consolidation. If that happens, does that mean more people are going to lose their jobs?
Of course.
And what should the average person be doing right now to prepare for that? Do you start your own business?
The average person right now is already doing the best that they can do to prepare for it. You know, I think, you know, I definitely believe in being frugal. you know, and not spending money unnecessarily. And I think that that's still a major hump that many of us have to get over.
Like, don't get the rims.
No, I mean, even simple things like Starbucks every day.
Oh, I don't do that.
But a hell of people do.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like, you know, if Starbucks every day for 5 days a week.
I mean, I go to McDonald's every day, but, you know, that's a little different. You know, the coffee's half.
But, I mean, I'm saying that's, you know, $1,300 a year.
Wow. Well, okay.
You know, something as simple as that you might not really trip off $4 or $5 a day.
But then if you do that, you put Starbucks out of business, which means more jobs get lost. Then
Starbucks ain't hiring nobody paying living wage here. So
right.
That just, you know, it just causes adjustment. But, you know, you're going to see a lot of dirt come to light. You know, like with the Enron times and all that, you're already seeing creative accounting taking place. And when the ship is sinking and people try to save face, and golden parachute deals and stuff come to light and all that, then you know, you'll see more and more people getting angry with what's going on. You'll see a greater outcry in the media, and hopefully, you know, the candidates and the parties will respond accordingly. But in general, man, things just really don't ever change. You know, and that's one of the things that I was talking about on this record, right, is that I think politicians only really respond to actual threats. This country is so litigious. People hide behind rhetoric. People hide behind lawyers. People protest. People march in the street. Nothing changes. You know what I'm saying? Nothing changes. We had millions of people marching in the street behind these wars, but nothing changed. They still went to war anyway.
Right.
So if the government was afraid of the people, that'd be a whole different conversation.
So you got to turn it up.
You got to turn it up.
You know, let's pick a song off your album that kind of reflects what you were just saying.
Okay.
What's a good song?
It's a song called The Trap, which is track 4,
okay,
which talks just about that. You know,
okay.
See how quickly the troops come home. See how quickly money falls out the sky for these schools. You know, see how quickly the housing situation changes on a dime.
Okay.
If Nancy Pelosi is worried about her life, or if, you know, pick any elected official, ain't got to be her.
You right.
Know what I'm saying? I'm just saying there's no sense of urgency.
Yeah, there's no punishment.
And there's no sense of accountability.
Right, right.
That just does not exist. You know, and you go to other countries where the government is actually afraid of the people.
It's, man, a different story.
It's a whole, you know, and you travel a lot, man. Every time I log on DavyD.com, you're somewhere.
Right.
So I know that you're exposed to these truths.
This is presidential candidate Cynthia McKinney, and you're tuned in to Breakdown FM.
Yeah, it's Chairman Free. I'm the Junior coming to you live and direct from Breakdown FM.
Holding you down and keeping you on point. Breakdown FM, the only station in the nation that's down by law.
As I bend the corner base, beating the back, I sink into the mood and watch the people react. Same greedy conversation, same bomb ass rap, same shitty ass condition, same grip on a strap, same pig, same cracker, same niggas united. Buying into the stereotypes that we fighting, buying into the stereotypes of us being buck dancing ass, sex crazed, murderous fiend, still fucking up these homeschool simpleton haters. Same people that display us, wanna kill and betray us. Same division, more religion, never reading, just prayers. More bounty hunters, Imuses and genius and Kramers, still blame us for the cause of the way that we act. While lullabies of celebrities still keep us distracted, keep the focus off the president, shit in Iraq, keep us scapegoating immigrants and niggas on crack, keep the propaganda coming, keep impressing the kids. They only care about us when it's time to enlist, or when the politicians talk about protecting the fetus. What it mean when they send us off to war and mistreat us? Tax cuts for the rich, ain't no snitching allowed, especially if it's piggies that we talking about. As they murder motherfuckers coming up in your house, seem that violence is the only thing they listen to now. It's the trap. Get this shit clear once and for all. Ain't no terrorist that's bigger than America's balls. Ain't no terror that's more terrible than terror we brought. And ain't it terrible that terror's all America's fault? I'm asking, what would you do if you knew of it all? If you knew all our enemies were made for the part? If you knew that everything they do is part of a plot that's pre-agreed upon with us, so you always support? Claiming patriot but can't ever explain why babies killing babies in America's name, why black and brown bodies, why murder and pain, why these motherfuckers laugh all the way to the bank. That's gangster, but we don't see the truth of it still. Don't see the truth the way the ruthless murder and kill. Ain't no doubt about it, bruh, that's big pimping for real. And you asking why I'm out here serving them still. It's the trap.
Look at all the gangsters.
It's the trap. It's the trap. Come on. Come on. It's the trap. It's the trap. It's the trap. The way I see it, the only way to change it is pain. Seem they only pay attention when we splattering brains. Seem they never seem to hear us when we march and complain, or when we protesting, hoping pigs don't whoop us again. Look here, see how fast money come for the schools, and how quick the motherfuckers bring on the troops. How the cooning and derogatory shit in the music will go away when they see the people snatch them and shoot them. Just watch, you'll see shit'll change on a dime. Best believe for politicians, ain't gonna be no more hiding, ain't gonna be no more lying. Don't wanna see them in court, don't wanna sue him, rather do him, shoot him up in his Porsche. Bring the balance back, where the people making the rules, where the government is scared of what the people might do, and not the other way around. Y'all got it confused, was ignored, but you listening now. We on the move, saying
look at all the gangsters, right?
Look out.
Sometimes they say we're born to die.
That's right.
Take it, make it right.
Come on.
No chance, no prize. Yeah, yeah. You don't
want
to lose another life.
Congress is what they say it's about. I'm saying, fuck, I let her wear to leave at the house. I get my gun and stone them, run them out of the town. I'd rather shoot my congressman, shoot my congressman. I vote, but never stop to follow them around. And soldiers only murdering the black and the brown. I get my gun and stone them, run them out of the town. I'd rather shoot my congressman, shoot the president. Congress is what they say it's about. I'm saying, fuck, I let her wear to leave at the house. I get my gun and stone them, run them out of the town. I'd rather shoot my congressman, shoot my congressman. I vote, but never stop to follow them around. And soldiers only murdering the black and the brown. I get my gun and stone them, run them out of the town. I'd rather shoot my congressman, shoot the president.
In the streets, and police say they can't stop it alone. Experts blame a morass of social ills for the continued bloodshed. Drugs, gangs, guns, unemployment, even bad parenting. But solutions have been elusive. The violence seems to be getting worse. The economy slow. More young men are out of work. The newest enemy is despair. Meanwhile, police are stepping up patrols, sending SWAT teams to troubled areas, and strictly enforcing curfew laws. Everyone hoping to avoid a long and bloody summer.
We're back here, Davey D, hanging out with you this afternoon in Paris, man, just still ferocious as ever. This man is not playing around, man. You don't play around when you get on the mic, man. Man. I mean, you're worse than Chuck D. You don't rhyme for the sake of Ritalin.
Well, and, you know, I got to treat each one like it's my last one.
I hear you, man.
What I'm saying?
Like this. So, Trap, man, this is off the new album,
right.
Acid Reflex, and this is a response to what is going on in these times. Paris is in the studio.
Right.
You want a copy of the album, 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. That is the phone number. Give us a call. Before we went into break, we were talking about the fact that you said that the government needs to be scared. Well, you know, the people, how do we do that? I mean, you know, is it a protest doesn't work no more?
You got to apply for a permit for a protest.
That's true.
There it is, man. I mean, it's just there are things that are in comfort, that are in place right now to make people, to sate people's desires and to make people feel comfortable about things. Right. It may make you feel comfortable about yourself to go to a protest, but ain't nothing really happening. I don't tell black people to go to protests anyway, because we don't need to have any kind of adverse interaction with the police more than we already do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
well, we saw that at the RNC. You know, when the protest was going on, I've seen the so-called anarchists do their thing, but at the end of the day, it was the people in the housing projects who had nothing to do with the protest that was getting beat.
Yeah.
You know, and the cops said, let's use that as an excuse.
Writing this, ask JR and
right.
Rashida. See, I mean, they got whooped at some protests out here, and, you know, when all was said and done, they on somebody's list.
Right.
And their eyes swole up, you know. It's like, people do what they want to do.
Right.
So if the people in turn start doing what we want to do in response to what's going on and in response to coming up on the short end of the stick all the time.
So what do we do? Do we vote? Do we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you definitely participate on every level, you know.
Okay.
Never allow somebody to in out.
What
Never allow somebody the ability to be able to say, well, you didn't vote, you didn't participate.
Okay.
You can't say nothing.
But then they would say that, too. We didn't see no protests in the streets, so therefore the people are comfortable with the war.
But what I'm saying, you do everything.
Okay.
No. But you also realize that there's no one thing that's like a turnkey end-all solution.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if you want to protest, protest. If you want to squab with somebody, do that. You know, do whatever you got to do. If you want to write articles, you want to post blogs or whatever. But just be sure that you're actively a part of it and you're not just sitting in this like little comfort zone thinking that everything is going to change as a result of just doing that. If you think that everything is going to change as a result of just voting, then you're going to get your feelings hurt.
Right. So how do you put that fear in the decision maker, politician, financial, guru, or whoever it is? That's,
I mean, the same way that other countries do. I mean, you look at people whose policies have had a direct adverse effect on people. Right. Look at Clarence Thomas, for example. Clarence Thomas, it can be argued, is single-handedly responsible for Bush being president.
Right.
It can be argued that.
Okay.
Right. Okay. If it got down to the recount and it was a 5-4 decision.
Right.
And he was potentially, he could be looked at as being the tiebreaker, only brother on there. And I lose that term loosely. He could have made the decision to allow the recount, which would have allowed Gore to be president.
Right.
Right. So you could look at all this drama on the past 8 years, like resting squarely on the shoulders of this cat that never looked out for anybody.
Okay.
Right. If you've ever read his books or heard anything and what he's had to say in public or listen to the disdain that he has for people of color, then you would say that he's a prime candidate for somebody pulling his coattails, man, threatening him.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to let that sink in for people.
I mean, you know, it's not really like posturing. It's not. That's, you know, if you're talking about in terms of real solutions, the language of America is violence. That is the only thing we respond to. That's the only thing we talk. That's the only way we talk to everybody else.
We've been talking with Paris. He's in the studio. The name of the album is called Acid Reflex. It's brand new, talking about some hard truth in these troubled times right here. He got 15 songs that are just banging, and it's good to have you back. I mean, you don't compromise on your stuff, man.
No, I don't. But, you know, also you got to realize that the entire focus of the record is not just raw anger either. You know, like for every Bush killer, there's an Asada song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like a lot of times when these records are discussed, they're looked at in terms of just the raw aggression, but you know, I really try to provide projects that have a balance.
Pull us a song that you know is more. I'm just seeing if you had a sipping on syrup song or something like that.
Okay, so this is the opposite side of the coin. The other side of the coin is I only get 2 or 3 slots to be heard.
Right.
You know, so I'm trying to make your nose bloody while we do it.
Right.
So one really that resonates with me, and probably my favorite one on this record, is called Truth.
Okay, that's track number 8. What's this about?
Track 8 is just about conditions in the community. It's just about us coming together, basically wishing for a time when conditions were a little bit more cohesive.
Welcome back to California. The punk police will calico ya. The funk won't cease. We battle on the grounds of who it is that really own the town. Business, palm trees, 100 degrees. CIAs and PDs smuggling keys. Schwarzenegger still hustling scheme. Puffing the weed, feeling on women. Killing the whole Senate. I'm killing that old image you got. I know you think the West Coast started with easy and finished with pop. But think again, we got it just as hard out here. You act like the government ain't in charge out here, man. Pass the Molotov, light it up and throw it at the City Hall administration station. Face the nation, I ain't talking about the president. I'm talking about the flag with the star and the crescent in it. Look at all the gangbangers siding with True Cuz. Look at all the flamebringers riding with True Blood. P-Dog done provided the truth of the true thugs and how they divide and confuse us.
Yeah.
Look at all the gangbangers siding with True Cuz. Look at all the flamebringers riding with True Blood. P-Dog done provided the truth of the true thugs and how they divide and confuse us. Put your purple back, partner, I don't smoke trees. No tank, no drink, no coca speed. You know me, homie, sober and clean. A lot of G's want me on the team, but I don't roll with dope fiends. Imagine me going from Tookie to Pookie. I'm a threat cause mainstream rejection didn't spook me. Rappers
tried to make me switch and couldn't move me. Goofy salute me and true niggas choose me. View to be the new Huey and Newsweek. We all speak truth, now listen to the truth speak. Full circle with the way I view beef. If you don't choose peace, you leave with no front two teeth up in this motherfucker. Yeah. Gorilla thunkin', we ain't never been no running dusters. Right. Now tell me what's so gangst about forcing your bank account for some quick attention from the women while the people in the hood suffer. Look at all the gangbangers siding with true look love. At look at all the flamebringers riding with true look love. At them. P-Dog done provided the truth of the true thugs and how they divide and confuse us. Yeah. Look at all the gangbangers siding with true cuz. Look at all the flamebringers riding with true that's blood. Right. P-Dog done provided the truth that's of the true right. thugs and how they divide and confuse look us. Look here, what you think of bringing back the free breakfast? Yeah. The free food, free healthcare, free Genesis. The homie Fleetwood got the homeboy hotline, an ex-felon job line. Hit him on my face and pardon as I take part in the lifting of my race. Past the high rate of incarceration and crime rate via my faith. So if you don't believe that we can struggle and achieve, then get out my face. So quick, so fast, you don't get no pass. You don't get more black, we'll kick your ass. Then turn around and split your cash. In the hood with the mamas and the kids living with no dad. Frisco through Oakland, Vallejo through Oakland. They try to gentrify and then reveal most Oakland's. But it's still more funkin' coke smoking in the open. Four foes blowing domes open. Think about it. Look at all the gangbangers siding with true blood. Look at all the flamebringers riding with true blood. P-Dog done provided the truth of the true thugs and how they divide and confuse us. Yeah. Look at all the gangbangers siding with true cuz. Look at all the flamebringers riding with true look blood. At them. P-Dog done provided the truth look of at the true thugs and how they divide and confuse us.
This is Harry Allen, hip-hop activist and media assassin. When it's time to break it down, I can't do else. But listen to Breakdown FM.
We are back here, Davey D, hanging out with you this afternoon in the studio. It is my man, P-Dog, Paris, Black Panther of hip-hop. That is the song True, one of his favorites off the brand new album, Acid Reflex.
Right.
For those of you just tuning in, let me give you an opportunity to get this album. Take down a pen and paper. It is 510-848-5732. Once again, 510-848-5732. You know, before we went to break, you were talking about the different ways in which we have to massage the system to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions that I have in mind is, looking at the type of leaders that we have now,
mm-hmm.
Are they doing the job, and, you know, do we need to really push them? Let's take the phenomenon with Barack Obama.
Right.
You know, lots
right.
of people have been enthusiastic. I was at the convention. I saw 80,000 people. I saw grown men with their kids
mm-hmm.
crying,
mm-hmm.
crying like, yo, I've been waiting to see this all my life.
Right.
And, you know, there's no denying that energy
right.
and what have you. And then on the other side, you have people going, yo, our issues aren't being addressed and he's no different. You know, he's just the head of a power structure and a system
right.
that never really looks out for us anyway. How do we
okay,
navigate
so,
that?
So, okay, first, let me preface this by saying I was instrumental in helping Cynthia McKinney's reelection campaign in 05. Right. So, you know, she's running for president right now.
Okay.
Rosa Clemente. Okay. So if you're listening to what they have to say, pretty much all of it appeals to us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, as people in the progressive community and as black people of color and, you know, wanting to hear everything come out of the candidate's mouth that we support is of course, the what we would gravitate toward, right? But you also got to realize that that is also unelectable in this environment.
Why is it unelectable? I mean, well, do the people not want what they're saying?
I think the people, some people do and some people don't, right? And you got to realize that, man, when you're looking at 3 or 4%, it's just like, with this election cycle, is not going to happen. So then I look at Republicans and Democrats. There are real differences. There are very real differences between the parties. I mean, it's kind of in vogue to say that there aren't, and within certain circles in the progressive community to say that nothing ever changes. But if you look at just alone, if you look at the Supreme Court nomination implications, you have to say you have to keep the GOP out of power. Right. Because they can roll back everything. They can roll back Roe v. Wade. They can roll back affirmative action. They can roll back all kind of safeguards that have been put in place to protect people from corporations running wild. There's a lot of things that can happen as a result of allowing the GOP to just run roughshod over everything. You've seen what that's happened. You've seen national debt balloon. You know, you've seen gas prices hell high. You've seen housing fall apart. You've seen all of this happen. Right. So knowing we already know what the alternative is. We already know the worst case scenario. So now here comes this brother, obviously, and he's got a lot of more black in him than most, you know, and I don't know. I know a lot of people haven't read his books and heard his little audio tape. But if you haven't heard the audio tape of Barack's look, Barack is black, man. Believe it. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
But then
you got to realize that there are certain things that he can't say to be elected. Hell yeah, I want to hear you say, man, Israel and all that. You know what I'm saying? But he can't say that. He can't do what he wants to do and ascend to the level that he's been allowed to ascend to without saying certain things that are going to make people in the traditional power structure feel comfortable. Right? He's talking about offshore drilling. I disagree with that. He's talking about loving Israel and you know, but basically affording Israeli same protections. I disagree with that. He's talking about, you know, a slower response to the troop pullout. I disagree with that. Right? But by the same token, a part of me wants to say, this brother knows better, and there are certain things that he has to do to make it. So I'm hoping, I'm holding out a slim glimmer of hope that this is a kind of a Trojan horse type of phenomenon, and once he gets in, he can do what he's got to do, even though his window of opportunity may be slim.
Well, why haven't the McKinney platform have not caught on? They talk about social justice in their party. They talk about holding the police accountable. There's a lot of things. Why hasn't that caught on?
Money.
It's a money thing?
Simple as that. Money.
Money in what way?
If you got $60 to $80 million in the bank to buy TV ads, I mean, it's like anything. It's like, why is Lil Wayne's record heard more loudly than most? Because he has this promotional machine behind him, right? You see what I'm saying? So when you see just McCain commercials, and you got to realize that they buy these commercials in block time, you know? So it's like, it's almost impossible to buy block time leading up to the election now. Like, if you go to Comcast and you want to take out advertising, it's hard because they've gobbled up most of the free advertising.
You would know this because you couldn't buy it for your album.
You know, with that, you would, or the rates become so high because the competition is higher because there are fewer and fewer slots. Mm-hmm. So it's money. So, you know, when you say, you know, ordinarily I might be able to do a local campaign on Comcast and the ads cost like $150 each. Right, what's the difference between $150 each and $1,500 each if the competition for the particular slots is that much higher, right? And so it becomes harder and harder to be heard, you know, and people only respect what they perceive as being affluent anyway. That's true.
Repeat that again, because I think that goes over a lot of people's heads.
People only respect what they perceive as being affluent, no matter what it is. That's why we have this infatuation with celebrity
right
now, because celebrities represent what we could be. They represent, you know, like getting over the hump and having things, you know, that everything, you know, and people kind of covet that.
Right.
Especially in an environment where most people are struggling.
You know, it's interesting you said that, because I know it was maybe a couple of years ago, somebody told us, you know, said you better come across like a winner, mm-hmm. especially if you're doing your media thing. Right. You know, make sure your thing cracks like it's a winner. You know, because if it don't, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
And because that's the currency that people expect.
That's exactly right.
Even people that say that they disagree with, you know, they might put the word commercialism on it, it's still the response that people gravitate towards over and over. Well, you know, I mean, I've seen how you do your albums.
Yeah,
you know, you have the hooks, you have the...
It got to be presented, though. Everything, I mean, with anything, it has to be presented in a way that's easily digestible.
Right. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Paris Black Panther Hip Hop. He is in the studio with us this afternoon. Let me give out the phone number in case you don't know. We are in the middle of the fall fun drive. 510-848-5732. 1-800-439-5732. We have the Paris. He is in the studio. He has a brand new album called Acid Reflex. 15 cuts of what he described as necessary medicine. And it's crazy time.
We keep it moving. We keep it fun. You know, every record I try to up the ante a little bit.
Right.
This time, you know, I not only work with Chuck again, I work with T Cash, who was all over it. And his new
T Cash from the station, right?
From
here.
The station, yeah. His new record will be out on Gorilla Funk shortly. It's called Brains All Over the Streets.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Is T Cash singing in the back of some of these songs?
T Cash is singing on the back of a lot of these.
Yeah, I'm recognizing him. So how you get T Cash to get up there and start singing?
T Cash can sing.
Wow.
Quiet as kept. That boy's good, man. And then to like bring it completely full circle, I got George Clinton on this record.
Really?
Yeah.
Which song?
You know, the Don't Stop the Movement is the long version.
Okay.
Right.
Well, let's pick another song off this. One Gun, I love this record.
Right,
I think it speaks to the black and brown divide. Let's talk about that when we come back.
It's a frightening new development, and it threatens everyone who lives here. Some call it ethnic terrorism, and there's plenty of hatred to go around. African Americans that hate Latinos. Latinos that hate African Americans.
In the last 4 years, an 11% spike in violence that crosses racial lines.
Original man, original family. Black, brown unity, simple to understand. Ain't no us and them, just us, cause just us. Trust us to bust their clans and Minutemen. We the same thing. That's why the media's giving us the same names. Convicts striking us out of the same game. Setting up the same circumstances in the barrio, in the hood, until we gangbang. Blame Spain, San Fran, San Diego, Sam Houston, Hampshire, New York. It's all the slave trade made raid against us. We gotta defend us in defense of the lineage in us that keep us divided. People's fighting one another and keep it alive with propaganda, paid informants, and people aligned with public school systems knowing we the same person, but we a threat, so they secretly hide it.
One blood, one slug, one blood, regardless of where we might come from.
Represent the same, represent the peace. So tell me why the pain, so tell me why the beef. What?
One blood, one slug, one blood, regardless of where we might come from.
Represent the same, represent the peace. So tell me why the pain, so tell me why the beef.
13, 14, Crip blood, Latin king, vice lord, M.A., Namin, Comprende, temples of Atlan, pyramids out in Egypt, but we just see us for what the TV shoves. Back to black faces about the brown race. We fight over a hate made up to douse flames. A fire against gentrification, colonization, the saving Abuela and Tia, Unc and Medea. Seeing is believing. You want to talk about a reason, squabbing in the seventh grade with the essays. That's why they messay. But like they say, we ain't shit. We can't get past it if we don't even see it in the first place. The worst case is a race war, only benefiting the motherfuckers who birth race. War would end in war with men who make war with skin and not towards your kin. One
blood, one slug, one blood, regardless of where we might come from.
Represent the same, represent the peace. So tell me why the pain, so tell me why the beef. What?
One blood, one slug, one blood, regardless of where we might come from.
Represent the same, represent the peace. So tell me why the pain, so tell me why the beef.
Way before the Mayflower, we came before Columbus. And Columbus came making what was happening hard. Never laughed at Cubanos for singing the Babaloo, cause I knew that they was honoring the African God. All the Aztec pyramids mirror this intricate, infinite civil bliss syndicate, which is being twisted inside out. So we ride out on our own kind, but it's too late before we find out. Damn, another black and brown race war. That besides race really ain't a case for. Another underhanded trick to enslave more. Spain like Moors by Spain's white lords. One love to the revolutionary Latin bloodline. Lineage trapped inside a Latin thug type. If you kill for my family, I'ma kill for y'all's. And save a bullet for the people steady building walls. One gun.
One gun, one slug, one blood, regardless of where we might come from.
We have a lot of conflict with blacks and Latinos, so we bring the blacks and Latinos together.
One blood, one slug, one blood, regardless of where we might come from.
I don't think it's fair that the two races that are brought down the most are fighting against each other.
One blood, one slug, one blood, regardless of where we might come from.
Those guys that been gang members too, I know pretty sure inside they want to change just like me.
One blood, one slug, one blood, regardless of where we might come from.
We don't need to have violence pit between the brown and the black. We need to stick together.
My name is Michael Eric Dyson, and I listen to and love Breakdown FM, because you know why? They break it down, and it's broke, and it's down.
We are back here. We are talking with Paris, the Black Panther of hip-hop, and that song, man, you know, just yesterday in Los Angeles, the brother was sitting in a cafe, got accosted by three Latinos, shot up, and, you know, they're talking about the black-brown wars on again. Right. You know, right. In L.A. of all places, you know.
Right.
And it's interesting that it's coming up as we come towards the final stretch in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go to Austin, Texas. You know, you got all this brown, black brown funk jumping off there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear it in Chicago. It's coming all over the country now. What is this about and what it was inspiring you to do a song like this? And do you think it will have the impact you want?
Man, I haven't had any adverse relationships with any Latinos. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody that I know that you know, we cool like that. I haven't had any funk with anybody, especially not on nothing racial, you know.
Right.
But it just made sense to make a record that addressed that, you know. And it's like, it, with every record, I start with like kind of a laundry list of topics I want to touch on.
Mm.
Right? I don't know where they're going to fit and how it's going to be. And then I do the music and kind of, you know, sprinkle stuff in. And it was a perfect fit. The mood of the track, the instrumentation almost has kind of a Latino feel to it.
Right.
And it just made sense. You know, and initially I wanted to do it with Immortal Technique.
Oh, okay.
You know, but we couldn't get our schedules to coincide.
Man, y'all got to do that song. Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, it was just one of those things that made sense to do.
Right.
You know, it's like if it's not touching on misogyny and violence against women, and it's touching on the war or police brutality, and they're always this kind of a core group of topics that I touch on that never seem to improve.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like economic conditions in our community never seem to improve.
Well, where do we need to go? What are the steps we need to take to you know, once and for all get rid of this? I know you said there's no one turnkey way, but
the biggest solution to the majority of our problems, to be real with it, is education.
What do you mean?
Is education. Is getting your formal education. For real, man. That is the one thing everybody is kind of looking for, like this Band-Aid relief to improve our condition and get out of our situation, right? But it's not rap that's going to get you out the hood. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Hip-hop won't save you.
It's not playing ball that's going to get you out the hood.
Right.
It's really education. That's the one thing that everybody can do.
Now, are we talking about education where working for Bill Gates, or is it education where you're an entrepreneur like yourself?
Both kind.
Okay.
Both kind. I mean, you know, you have to have kind of a formal training in something to be value added to somebody.
Okay.
It's going to be value added to you, or you're going to be value added to somebody else. Remember what I was telling you about it, like never allowing somebody an out.
Right.
Well, how many times, like we were talking about yesterday on the phone. I mean, you go to a job listing on Monster or Hot Jobs or even in the paper, right? How many things exist in those those columns of jobs that are being offered that you can't participate in because
right.
you don't have some paper? You know what I'm saying? You don't have the paper. You don't have the qualifications, right? How many opportunities are automatically closed to you?
Okay.
By being ill-prepared for a certain situation. That's kind of what I'm saying. You know, so if you have more people doing better on an individual basis, then collectively we'll all rise.
Mm.
And that's really what I'm getting at.
You know, I know you, you're taking the education piece a little bit more serious than most. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because Immortal Technique do the same thing. Y'all got to really get together. But talk about this project that you're trying to launch. The scholarship thing.
Okay,
right?
So the scholarship.
Yeah.
There's a golden ticket. Basically, it's a golden ticket promotion that's happening with this record. With
okay.
Acid Reflex. And there are, I don't know if it's going to be three or five. Right now it's three, but it might be expanded to five. Chances to win $10,000. Either toward post-high school education or toward housing.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
And it is literally, it's as simple as that. If you buy a CD and you happen to have this piece in there that says you're a winner, it's as simple as that. You contact us with the piece and you get breaded out. It's
okay.
that simple. Right?
Okay.
But it has to be specific to one of those two things.
Right,
you
right.
know, it has to be specific to either post-high school education or specific to housing.
Okay.
And I mean that kind of makes it so that it applies to most people.
Right.
You know what I mean, so even if you're not really big on the college page, everybody's struggling. You know, it's just a way to give back.
Everybody can use a house.
Yeah, thank you.
You know? You know? I mean, there you go.
Or some relief.
So education is the key.
And that's it.
You know?
And I mean, and that's not to say that you turn your back on studies and our own studies, and you turn your back on anything that's other than Eurocentrism, but you still have to soak it up.
As we close out, Paris, you know, one of the things that really caught a lot of people's eyes when you came out was, you know, your very deliberate merging of Nation of Islam philosophy and mm-hmm. thoughts and tenets
right.
with the Black Panthers. And, you know, you're one of a few people to actually show the connection and the relationship and you know, rode both flags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's been, you know, 10, 15 years, you know, since you first dropped.
Right.
And, you know, do you expand upon them? Do you see things that need improvement or that you would add or take away?
You always see,
you know,
that's part of evolution.
Yeah.
Man, you know, and it's like when The Devil Made Me Do It first came out, and even when Sleeping with the Enemy came out, a lot of what was coming out of my mouth was kind of regurgitated rhetoric that I either got from The Nation or I read, you know, verbatim somewhere and rehashed it. And as I grew more and traveled more, you know, with emphasis on the world travel, because you really can't know what the world has to offer and what other people are going through unless you see it in person and see the way that we affect them.
Right.
You know, if you go into a country of color.
Right.
And, you know, my worldview expanded and, you know, got to know and appreciate more. And, you know, of course, that shapes how I approach making music. So, you know, every record is kind of a snapshot in time.
Right.
You know, so you could look back and you hear all that hollering and I'm sounding like I'm 12 years old and The Devil Made Me Do It. You know, and you see this gradual progression of somebody who's soaking up more and more and more. You know, right. So the most like overtly political record I've ever done was probably Sonic Jihad.
Right.
It talked about very specific issues and named people very specifically. But I also know that when you really, really get deep off into politics, you tend to move more into a progressive category and less out of a black category. Right. There are a lot of us that kind of tune out when
right.
it comes to something specific like that, you know, something as specific as what Sonic Jihad was bringing to the table. So this record is more of a conscious effort to focus
okay.
more on our issues as opposed to just raw politics, because politics, you know, come and go. Things are going to change. But, you know, the impetus of what I wanted to get on was us.
So you came back home.
Back home.
Right.
That's it. Because I never want the progressive community to feel comfortable with me.
Yeah, there you go. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you become the token. You become the pet. We got Paris, put him up on the stage.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to, you know, I mean, even though I feel everybody's cause, I'm not here for saving the seals and the oak trees and Berkeley and all that, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that that's the importance of that is reduced. It's just that I can't be spread that thin.
That's real talk. You know, one last thing I was just thinking, you know, I got this tape, I found it the other day with you and LL Cool J. I think you might remember this. I was doing an interview with LL Cool J and like you came into the studio
Cali
just, but no, it was KPFA.
Really?
It was here. It was on my Tuesday show back in the days. And you had just got back from Cuba. And I remember you were sitting there saying you just had dinner with Asada and Fidel and everybody was like, what? You know,
yeah.
I just wanted, you know, with all the stuff going on in Cuba, you think about that? You know, what do you think that's going?
That often.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was probably a little too young at the time to even, like, fully grasp it and appreciate it.
Right. This man had dinner with the president for real.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah. In his crib.
At his crib, right.
In his crib, yeah. And you know, meeting Asada Shakur and being down there and seeing all the people who were getting medical care from Chernobyl.
Ooh,
know,
that's right.
There were
right.
other people,
yeah,
from the USSR at the time. You know, it's just another one of the opportunities that music has afforded me, even more so than the money, the ability to travel places that I wouldn't otherwise be able to go.
We've been talking with Paris. Let me give out the phone number, 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. He is in the studio. The name of the album is Acid Reflex. We would like to offer you a copy this afternoon. If you like it, give us a call. You heard a bunch of songs off there. He got a whole lot of other ones, you know. Get Fired Up is good. You know, let's see, The Violence of the Lambs, Winter in America, Rebel Without Applause. You got Chuck D on here, George Clinton. You got our own T Cash from the Friday Night Vibes. Singing in the background, man.
Singing in the background. He's spitting too, man. Boy,
yeah, he's good. We just want to make sure that you all have an opportunity. Get it first because the album won't drop until the 28th of October. So you want to get yours now, you know? Get it now and you know, and have something to keep you inspired.
A
world premiere. Yes, right. So, once again, 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Those three detectives, not guilty on all counts, not guilty of the manslaughter charges, not guilty of the assault charges, not guilty of the reckless endangerment charges. That verdict is going to rock this city, this community. The groom's fiancé, the one who was killed, they were convinced that prosecutors proved this case, that they put on witnesses. But I want to show you, let's just stand around, I want to show you what is going on here.
We out here with the youth. The youth is saying, fuck that, it's enough, it's enough. We're unifying the hood right now, man. You know what I mean? Cause we got to take back the streets.
Yes, y'all, you in tune to Hard Truth Soldier Radio. shouting truth to power, representing freedom, justice, and equality. Coming in every city and every town, every ghetto all around, worldwide, where we ride on the police, cause the police beat us.
Has led to a string of angry protests from outraged black community members.
There is a culture of police officers out there that represent a legalized and we need to recognize it and move it.
1, 2, 3 in the parking lot. Make it pop so they feel when I peel the Glock. Hit a shot, killer cops all drop and fold. Ring around the roads, pocket full of slugs and holes. Control beef like demo. Lish, the mission. Most proficient with those that don't listen. We murk these bitch ass pigs when we ride through me in the front seat. Teeth through the sunroof. Now gas brakes shoot. Cause it's an eye for the lives took in the brutality and the rapes and the bleeding. For dope and the choke holes, water holes in the people. But the black make it equal. Yeah. Be the sound for the whoop whoop when we see you. It's a gang war sequel between us and the punk police for a day through.
Breakdown FM, where we break down news, views, and the hip-hop movement.